Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, Brewers, and Bucks every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is time again. Welcome in as we broadcast live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. See Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen over there, other side of the glass. He's having brats tonight with some sauerkraut for dinner. That's what you're doing.
I got to get the cheese brats, too. I don't do regular brats. Got to have the cheese in the middle. Why are you staring at me like that? Like, that's a weird thing.
Cheese brats?
Yes. Cheddar brats.
That's all I eat as well, but we just fry them up in the pan, and then we have some potatoes, a vegetable, got to have ketchup, and away we go.
Ketchup? No.
Yeah, you dunk the cheddar broad into the ketchup.
Dunk it?
What? Yo, okay, yeah,
you're
man.
Insane. No,
yes.
Now you're the insane one.
That's yes, crazy. That's how it works.
That's not how that works. You put, first of all, mustard on it, and you put it on it, not dip it in. That's crazy.
No, I don't have it with a bun.
You don't even have it with a bun?
No, you just cut it up and just dunk it in the ketchup and eat it. Yeah.
You're insane.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. That's like you crazy. Put ketchup on eggs. Same thing.
No, okay. You can't just say it just like you put ketchup on eggs.
Our guy Tommy Wirtz puts ketchup on his eggs, too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like hot sauce on eggs, I'll do. Yeah, I do that all
the time. I've done hot sauce before. Yeah, I don't mind that. Joining us now, I'm sure he has thoughts on all of this, on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. He is Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on X by Ryan Wood. Mr. Ryan Wood, your thoughts on our food take?
I like to eat. I have this weird anti-condiment thing that I just... Okay, can do without.
So, what does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean, man?
It means I like the taste of my food.
So
like
you eat everything plain?
Some cheese on a burger, but I don't need to put ketchup and mustard. Well, first of all, sauerkraut is the devil's noodles. All right, I've got no time for that.
Okay, we agree.
I don't know if you call that a condiment or not.
Okay, fine.
That's awful.
All right, fine.
But I like some hot sauce, you know, that Frank's Red Hot. I'll put that on anything. But other than that, no, no.
It's funny because my 9-year-old eats nothing on his food, like no ketchup, no mustard, no mayo, no, doesn't use ranch dressing.
Smart kid.
None of that, right? And my 3-year-old will literally take all of it and suck it right off her finger and eat everything. And the difference is, Ryan Wood, is because when you were being raised and I was being raised and the 9-year-old, because I didn't know about this, was we all had baby food for the most part. And now they tell you not to because of how bland baby food it is. It's a harder transition when they go into regular food. So with a 3-year-old, we just gave her regular food. We never gave her baby food. And therefore, she eats everything you give her. Spicy, not spicy, doesn't matter. And all of us, I think, struggled for a long period of time to make that transition. Because when I was a kid, I didn't like a ton of stuff on. And look at you. You never even grew out of it.
Is that right with baby food? This
yes.
is the first I've ever heard
That's
this.
Why.
My kids are 13 and 11, so it's been a decade.
It's your parents' fault.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's your parents' fault. So blame them.
My whole world just changed.
It did.
It all makes sense now.
That's why. Okay, Ryan Wood. Something that doesn't change. Aaron Banks not playing again, it looks like. So there's that. Not at practice today inside. So what's the latest on him?
Looks like it was a rest day for him today. So I'm expecting him to play.
He hasn't played all year. What does he need a rest for?
I don't know, man. I don't make the rules. I just tell you what's going on.
Give me a break.
Here's what I can't do, though. Don't ask me. I think Matthew Golden's playing this week. I was wrong last week. Felt like he was playing last week. He's practiced more this week. I think he's playing. Lucas Van Ness is going to be interesting. You know, he's been limited all week in practice. Do they take another week? Usually they do. They've missed a lot of time. He's missed a lot of time, but we'll see if he's available. Savion Williams, he's been practicing. No, Aaron Banks, I expect to see you on the field.
Do you know how many people I've had call into this radio show or the postgame show asking, when is Lucas Van Ness going to be back? Boy, they really need Lucas Van Ness. Not a single one. So I hope he does something when he comes back. That would be great. But I want to go back to Banks because Charlie and I were talking about this at the beginning of the show. What's the line going to look like if he can't play when you already are down Elgton Jenkins?
I mean, I think for the offensive line as a whole right now, they really need to get to a point where they get their best five on the field, whoever that is. Aaron Banks doesn't have an injury designation, so I wouldn't spend too much time worried about whether he's available.
Is he even one of your best five at this point? He had six pressures the last game.
It's going to be interesting. All right, let's go down the line, okay? Let's start at center because that's the big change this week. I'm intrigued to see Sean Ryan at center.
Yeah.
Because the thing that this offensive line needs the most is more power, more strength, just more pure ruggedness and want to in the interior run blocking game. And that is what Sean Ryan does. Now, he will not be the same pass protector as Elgton Jenkins. You're losing something there. But at center, you can kind of camouflage. You can blend. You can help with pass protection at that position more than any other on the line. They need more just strength in the run game, and that is Sean Ryan's game. So I'm intrigued to see that. What I've seen plenty of and don't need to see anymore is Jordan Morgan at right guard. Jordan Morgan is not a right side of the offensive line player. He is also not a guard. It does not work there. And that critical fourth and one where he gets pushed back 2 yards into Josh Jacobs' lap against Jalen Carter, that's what you get with Jordan Morgan at right guard. So I think you have to, okay, if not him, well, you got a 336-pound rookie second-round draft pick in Anthony Belton.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at the tail of the tape numbers, he's screaming right guard, and he's a high draft pick. Why not try him at right guard? Because you're not getting the run game going with Jordan Morgan at right guard. Where Jordan Morgan might be able to help you is left tackle, because every time that we've seen Jordan Morgan at left tackle, which has been very few, very, very rare, he's looked pretty good at left tackle. He's an athletic pass protector. If you're not sure whether Rashid Walker or Jordan Morgan is the better left tackle right now, well, maybe rotate him in the game. If you feel like it's Rashid Walker, then maybe Jordan Morgan doesn't play. But put Anthony Belton at right guard. Figure that out at left tackle. If you go down the list, I still think that Aaron Banks is left guard. And really, okay, did the Packers overpay 4 years, $77 million for Aaron Banks? Obviously. I mean, obviously they did. But he was a longtime starter on a very good running offense in San Francisco. He's not this bad. There's got to be – there is. He has proven over the course of his career that there is more there for Aaron Banks.
So hopefully it's just he's really hurt and trying to play through it then.
Rest day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right?
Well, rest.
There you go.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
You kind of spun yourself into a corner on that one.
I'm just saying, man. Like, this offensive line, the Giants got a bunch of pass rushers, Ryan Wood. A bunch. So, going into this game, if you had problems with Philly, more than likely you're going to have problems with the Giants' front. Now, the good news is the Giants can't stop the run. So, you know, this is the Josh Jacobs 100-yard rushing day and so forth. And we see what happens. But that, to me, is my concern going into the game, is to keep Jordan Love up. Right in this thing.
Yeah, well, I don't think that they so much struggled protecting Jordan Love against the Eagles. They just can't run the ball, and that's not just against the Eagles, that's against anyone. Josh Jacobs has had a 100-yard rushing game all year.
Right.
So the Giants do have some pass rushers. They have no run defenders on their defensive front. They're ranked dead last in the league, allowing 5.5 yards per carry. They're 31st in the league, allowing 152.1 yards per game on the ground. The problem with this Packers offense is the run game, and this has got to be a get-right week for that run game. If it doesn't happen against the Giants, who is it going to happen against? And if it doesn't happen, they're screwed. I mean, there's no other. They are in major trouble offensively if they cannot run the football. They haven't been able to this point. This has got to be the week that they do that. There's no excuse not to.
Time with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Let's talk about Bo Melton, shall we? What do we see his role being this week for this Packers game?
Well, he's going to play some receiver. He's been practicing receiver this week. I'm of a mind that Bo Melton, who has been a lifelong receiver until this year, where he started for the first time taking cornerback reps in practice, he's played enough receiver in his life to have that institutional memory of how to catch a ball that hits him in the chest. I think, and he came back late in the game. He had a what could have been a really critical catch on that final last ditch effort to get into field goal range. So, I mean, he's shown enough. I think that he's fine playing some receiver reps, and we'll see how he does.
I've got one more for you. We're going to play a little bit of Jeff Hafley from yesterday. That happened too late in our show for us to do it yesterday, but we're going to play some clips from it yesterday. And Charlie and I were talking about this earlier in the show, too. When you hear Hafley talk, especially yesterday, doesn't he just feel like a head coach at some point? Doesn't he just feel like a leader of men to you, Ryan Wood?
I don't know from a personality standpoint what is and isn't head coaching material, because you see it across the entire spectrum. And really, scheme and teaching more than anything, the ability to pass information to players in a way that is easy to digest and then execute is what determines head coaching material more than anything else. But in terms of just learning the game and sitting there in front of Jeff Hafley every Thursday, as I have for a couple years now, I've thought that since day one, since literally his introductory press conference where he's describing the perfect post safety, and he gives you a dissertation on what that looks like,
so
and we
good.
All know at the time that it's Xavier McKinney. Like, he is as impressive to listen to and to learn from a media standpoint as any coach I've ever been around.
My favorite coach to listen to, Charlie will tell you. I don't care if we ever play LaFleur, even though I do because I just like to yell. But I love listening to Jeff Hafley. Okay, I lied. I got one more before I forget. So Stedevich gets asked, Matt LaFleur gets asked about Adam Stedevich and whether or not, you know, he's helping out on the offensive line, since he is the former offensive line coach, now as the offensive coordinator. And Matt LaFleur was like, well, yeah, obviously he's been helping with them, you know, all hands on deck type deal. And my thing is, okay, so he's not calling plays. The offensive line stinks. So give me the redeeming qualities of Adam Stedevich right now.
Well, I'm not in the meeting room, so it's hard to say, because he
he primarily conducts the offensive meetings through the week, and there's been a lot of success with him here. So I'm not going to just, you know, after a couple bad weeks, say that there's no redeeming qualities. It's just, it's, I'm not in his meetings. So I don't know. That's what he does. He orchestrates the meetings. He has had success with his offensive line in the past. He's also made some big mistakes with this offensive line in the past. You know, I think that there are times, and we're going back a few years now, where Josh Nyman may or may not have been misused, and there were some questionable decisions in the playoffs a couple years ago. But it's a mixed bag, and I don't think that makes him different than most offensive coordinators. He's, at the end of the day, this is Matt LaFleur's offense. So every time I listen to Adam Sinovich, I know his voice is important. He runs the meetings, but he's also the lieutenant. This is Matt LaFleur's offense.
This is the thing. At some point, if this offense doesn't get fixed, and for the record, I think it will get fixed, there's going to be an escape goat or two when this whole thing is said and done. And if it's not going to be Matt LaFleur, I'm thinking it's probably going to be an Adam Stenovich or something along those lines. And then I could foresee a Luke Getsy possibly, or if McDaniel gets fired in Miami, one of those guys possibly coming in, and maybe they end up taking over play calling next year.
I think it's far too early to know where this season is going. It could go very well. If you were to tell me right now that Matt LaFleur is hoisting a Lombardi trophy at the end of this, I wouldn't call you crazy. I think there's an avenue to that. It's not outside the realm of possibility. I also think it's premature to say that the scapegoat, if it doesn't get better, won't be Matt LaFleur. I think that there's an avenue to that as well. I mean, his contract runs up after the 2026 season. Ed Policy said this summer he does not want a lame duck situation. If you don't want a lame duck situation, you have one of two options. After this year, you extend him or fire him, because otherwise he's a lame duck. And if this team that was built to win a Super Bowl, that auctioned off its future first-round picks because it felt and it believed that this was the year, 2025, to win the Super Bowl. If it goes 5-3-1 and it doesn't get better from there, if they sneak into the playoffs or, God forbid, miss the playoffs, if they're 1-and-done in the playoffs, if they are still clearly mediocre when the expectations are that well-defined, I don't know how you extend the head coach to avoid a lame duck situation in those contexts. So we'll see how it plays out. I think this offense has all the talent in the world to get better. They've got a very talented quarterback. They've got one of the league's most renowned running backs. They have put tons of investments into the offensive line. I get they don't have Tucker Kraft, but they have a first-round draft pick, a first-round rookie, and Matthew Golden, and plenty of other receivers. Christian Watson's looked good. They have all they need to be a top offense in this league. If it does not get there, it's not a talent thing. How does it not fall on the head coach?
Prediction for the game?
This should be a get-right game, if those exist. Should be in all caps, right? I think the Packers win. I could see them winning 20-9. I could see them winning 34-17. I could see them losing, because at this point, lose to anybody.
No, don't say that.
I can see them losing. See them losing.
Jay, come on, man. I got post game on Sunday. You're going to be on the post game on Sunday. I don't want to be talking about them losing three straight. And if this offense scores like 10 points or something, oh, my goodness. Oh, that's going to be horrible.
Well, that's what we've seen the last 2 weeks. Oh. I'm just saying. I can see it because I've literally seen it. That's what they've done. I think they went, let's say, 20-9. I think it might not be. It might, you know, they're going to running the ball, as crazy as it sounds, is the best way to attack this Giants defense. It might be kind of low scoring ball control. The defense, the Packers defense, I think is going to have a day. Let's say 20-9, but I have no feel for this team right now, Sparky. I do not know what they are going to do week in and week out.
If they lose this game, I'm going to be sitting in a corner in the fetal position with a microphone talking, because
Do you buy what Xavier McKinney said this week, that this is a, in quotes, must-win game?
Whatever. I mean, John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf were talking about, you know, it's not a must-win, like the season's over, but they thought Philly was kind of a must-win game for this Packers team, too. I don't buy into all that nonsense, must-win. All that normally means is now you're just putting additional pressure on yourself. Now you're going to have the opportunity to play tight instead of going out there and playing loose. That's what gets me concerned when we start having players talking about must-win games in the middle of the regular season with several games to go.
I think what textbook definition of a must-win game is, and I get Xavier McKinney said that this is, to me, it's must win or else, or else your season's over. And a 5-4-1, the season's not over. So, like, they can lose this week and still turn things around because there's still time left. But I do get a sense, I mean, this is the easiest game in your schedule coming up, right? I do get a sense this is a must-fix-your-crap week. You must sort things out and start to get things figured out week. And if they do that, by proxy, they'll win. So it's close to a must-win game. I mean, I don't think it's quite there definitionally, but it's close.
Just don't lose, man. That's all I ask. Just don't lose. For the sanity of every person who in sports talk in this state, please do not lose. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Wood. Thank you so much, my friend. I'll talk to you Sunday.
Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.